Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
It was like something out of a fairy tale. One day in the fall of 1985, a 30-foot-long green dragon appeared on Milwaukee's east side.
My eyes, even now, get wider just thinking about it.
It was a 350-pound sculpture perched on the Gothic-looking North Point Water Tower where North Avenue meets the Lake Bluff. The dragon's teeth were bared, and its claws and tail curled around a ledge.
People came from all over just to see it.
These two longtime Milwaukeeans, Gretchen Farrar Foley and Cookie Anderson, remember the dragon.
It was really beautiful, I thought. It glistened in the sun.
They reached out to Bubbler Talk to learn more about the art installation and find out whatever happened to the dragon.
Every time I go by here, I think about that dragon every single time.
The story of the dragon on the water tower starts in a dark place. 26-year-old Therese Agnew was a struggling artist who had just dropped out of college.
I was broke, I was lonely, and now I was a college dropout.
Therese was walking to her waitressing job one day when she looked up and saw the North Point Water Tower.
I just stopped in my tracks and I thought, wow, that would look really good with a dragon on it.
She started by going to the Milwaukee Water Department, you know, because it's a water tower. She met with a man there who told her she would need permission from a whole bunch of people.
The Historic Preservation Committee, the Milwaukee Arts Commission, the Water Tower Landmark Trust, entire Common Council.
Therese says the challenge made her even more determined. As she built the dragon, she slayed the bureaucratic obstacles one by one. She says one of the most memorable reactions was from the Historic Preservation Commission.
Oh my God, they almost just bodily threw me out of there. This guy stands up, who's an actual neighbor, and he goes, it would be like putting a mustache on the Mona Lisa.
The story started getting news coverage, and Therese gained support from members of the public and some city officials.
From all these people, they were like, pro dragon.
Finally, she got the approvals needed and volunteer contractors to lift the 30-foot fiberglass and chicken wire dragon onto the tower. This was her reaction.
I thought it was way too small. It was a failure as an artist, blah, blah, blah.
But looking back on it more than 30 years later, Therese sees it differently.
What happened as time went on is that people remembered it and they embellished it in their minds. And so I guess as an artist, I would say putting an image or an idea in someone's memory can be infinitely more significant than the art object itself.
I think she's right about putting something in our mind that we remember. In fact, maybe that kind of art is even more significant because we know it's going to be gone soon.
That's one of our Bubbler Talk questioners, Cookie Anderson. The dragon was only on the water tower for 5 days. So what happened to it after? Therese donated it to the local Boys and Girls Club, but she says there's no way it could have lasted for more than 30 years.
Heck no.
But that dragon was tougher than it looked.
It's located in our woods.
That's Molly Majinski at Camp Whitcomb Mason in Heartland. Therese's dragon is tucked into a pine tree forest the camp uses for nature hikes and scavenger hunts. After Molly snapped a few photos of the dragon in its current lair, I called Therese. I just sent you an email that has some pictures in it.
Hang on, let me see. That is, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's moldered well.
Therese says she might pay a visit to the dragon next time she's in the area and try to spruce up the now elderly creature. The dragon was only on the North Point Water Tower for 5 days, but little did Therese know, it spent decades adding magic to the forest of a children's camp.
That's a kind of a nice ending.
Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
What have you always wanted to know about Milwaukee's people, places, or culture? Visit wuwm.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.